So let's take a moment and first of all talk about the Nut Growers Association here in Ohio.
We've started the Nut Club, and I wasn't there, but this started in World War II because the national organization couldn't meet anymore. They were unable to go around and meet, so the different states decided to start their own nut organizations. And so in 1943, the Ohio Nut Growers started in Wooster, Ohio.
What's the objective of the association?
Trying to get people interested in growing nuts and nut trees, trying to get people to, farmers especially, to use their marginal land to grow nut trees.
I would think it's an industry that maybe some folks didn't even realize Ohio had.
That's correct. I get people, I'm one of the buyers for the black walnuts, and we ship them all to Missouri. And I have people coming by all the time bringing the black walnuts from their yard or from their orchard and saying, I had no idea that people in Ohio actually bought black walnuts. And it's a big business.
So how are black walnuts used?
Black walnuts are used in cake and ice cream and candy. And the main buyers of the bulk black walnuts are the ice cream makers and the candy makers. But you can also buy bags of black walnut at the local stores.
So in addition to black walnuts, what other kind of nuts are produced here in Ohio?
We also grow pecan and hickory and hazelnuts. And one of the biggest cash crops is chestnuts in Ohio.
Joe, when it comes to producing a nut crop, this isn't something that you plant like here in the spring when we're planting corn and soybeans and harvest in the fall.
No, you do plant in the spring, but the fall that you harvest in is going to be about 4, 5 to 10 years down the road.
So what kind of growth opportunity is there here in Ohio?
Well, there's a lot of growth opportunity for chestnuts. Right now, there's a huge demand for chestnuts, and they grow fantastically well in Ohio. And now there's also a variety of hazelnuts that grow in Ohio, and there's always been a huge demand for hazelnuts. Hickory and black walnut, there's always a demand for those, and they grow quite well in Ohio, but they just take a long time to produce.
Something that maybe folks don't realize is that both of those are native to the state.
That's correct. Black walnuts were here when the first settlers came in, and hickory were also, but pecans weren't, but we've actually brought pecans on up from the southern United States.
So what's the challenge? What's the most difficult aspect of getting started being a nut grower?
Probably the biggest challenge is trying to figure out which variety of nuts you want to plant and grow, and dedicating the time and the land resources to growing it.
Since you've gotten involved in the association and involved in being a nut grower, what has surprised you the most? What has been the most encouraging part of your involvement?
The most encouraging part has been the universities around the country that are actually trying to get nut production in the United States built up. The university in Oregon State University, they've come out with new varieties of hazelnut that we can grow anywhere in the country. And the University of Missouri has been trying to come out with different breeds of black walnut that'll produce well with a thin shell that cracks a lot more easily than the old black walnut varieties.
Joe, a couple of other questions come to mind. When we look at nut production, what says to you we've had a good year?
A good year, if you're actually measuring it per acre, would be anything that's over 1,000 pounds per acre of nuts. As far as a single tree, you can get 200-300 pounds of black walnuts off of a tree. That would be a good year.
The value of the nut is what?
The value of the nut is the nut meat itself when they crack it out, and then also the shell for a black walnut. They will take the black walnut shell and grind it up and use it for sandblasting, polishing metal. They'll use it in makeup, and they use it in explosives as a filler.
You were also sharing with us that the hull is easier to remove, you say, when it's still green?
Right. You want to take the hull off as soon as possible. As soon as the nut comes off the tree, get it while it's still green, or even after it's turned black and mushy. And if you can get that hull off right then, it's the easiest time to take it off. It just squishes right off.
Joe, where have you been? I think the thinking is if we leave that dry out, it'll be easier.
Right. A lot of people think that, and then they can never actually get the hull completely off and they end up cracking the nut with that hull on and the nut meat gets dirty. But yeah, if you just take and if you only do a few of them, you can roll your foot over it and it'll just take it right off and then rinse them off and let them dry for a few weeks and you're good to go.
And again, share with us how they use the shell.
They grind the shell and they come up with different grades or different grits, and they use that in sandblasting, polishing metal. That's the main use.
So for folks that might be interested, farmers that have some of that marginal land that they've been trying to decide what to do with, how can they learn more about growing nuts or the association?
Well, they can contact anyone in the Ohio Nut Growers. They can go to our website at onga.org, or they can contact the national organization, which is the Northern Nut Growers Association. We have booths set up at the Farm Science Review and at the State Fair, and we talk to people there and introduce them to the different ways of growing nuts in Ohio.
When we look at Ohio compared to other parts of the country, where would the Buckeye State rank?
Well, the Buckeye State ranks number one for growing buckeyes, but it's also the only state where someone will actually buy a buckeye. We're at the bottom as far as hazelnut and black walnut, because black walnut grows well in Missouri, and they're number one, and then we're probably number seven in black walnuts. Hazelnuts, we're going to try to become one of the top 10 producers of hazelnuts, but right now we're probably at the bottom.
Joe, I appreciate you being able to spend a few minutes visiting with us about the nut production and the potential for nut production here in Ohio.
Well, thank you.